Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
To stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Wells.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Did that blow your mind?
That just happened.
What's up? Welcome into In This League right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. ITL, Bogman, and the Welsh. I am Chris Welsh on Twitter at Is It The Welsh? It is. There's an implied question mark without the actual punctuation. That's Scott Bogman, arch nemesis of Swamp Thing. You still haven't got that sucker yet, though.
You know what we need? You know the Is John Gruden Fired Yet website?
Ooh, I should check. Yes, I do. I'm going to go back to it. John Gruden.
I
don't think that's the name.
Yeah, is John Gruden fired yet? .net, whatever it is. I don't know what it is. .org, .biz, .xxx.
Well, because we went to the site before, but now.
Just look it up, but just Google it. You know, Google will find it.
Yeah.
You know. But we need Is the Welsh Angry? And it's just always yes. But the money ticker, way slower than John Gruden's.
Yes, absolutely. It's like 3 cents a day.
Yeah, like if you stay on there all day, you might see it change.
I couldn't be in a more foul mood. By the way, it's called isgrudengoneyet.com.
There it is.
I went to it.
Gone yet?
No, he's not gone. You know what? I'm going to leave it up. We are going to see at the end of the show how much money he made during our show. And
I'm sure that'll put you in a better mood.
It'll put me in a great mood. It'll make me think, how much more money did Gruden make not doing anything than we have done in a 3-hour show?
But it could actually put you in a better mood, because think about all the money you've wasted in your life and know that it's nothing compared to what the Raiders have wasted on John Gruden. Only during our show.
I guess. I mean, I look at this website and I'm like, wow.
Laugh at the failures of other.
Yeah, I'm like, you know what's so great about this website? It works. It's good. I am so utterly annoyed and done with technology. Like,
so
I have,
break it down. Like, we've been waiting on this board. You know, when I say I'm using the royal we, because I don't do anything.
Yeah.
So the Welsh has been waiting on this board.
Well, I had a board. Like, this is the most inside baseball for people to understand of how our show is.
What
run.
Are we going to talk about football? It's not like we're going to give out over and under spread advice later.
Or so. DFS or daily fantasy sports.
Yeah,
we're
just going to talk about stuff that makes us pissed off.
It's the most inside baseball about what we have. So I have a radio background, and I like tech stuff. So I've had a setup in the Welsh Manor studio here. It's a board. I got some outboard gear. Got an iPad so we can live play. We play producer. You know, all that stuff. Play the music live. Do everything live. Well, about 2.5 months ago, the board just went, just died. It blew up. It literally, like, it actually literally blew up on the inside. So I have an engineer friend who is going to fix it for me.
There was a fire and the Welsh was waving his arms around like Ricky Bobby.
2.5 months later, it wasn't fixed. And the story behind it all is not, it's boring. I get the board back the other day. I drive across the city to get it. I get it in just in time where we would have been doing our recording for the In This League Fantasy Football podcast and the Fantasy Black Book for Fantrax. But I'm like, I'll just wait and I'll set it up for the radio show time. I've spent a couple hours trying to get it and nothing is working right. And I mean, this is, you know, close to $1,000 worth of equipment that's here, and it's worthless. I don't know what to do. All I want to do, I can hear sane, logical people saying, just chill out, you know, talk to somebody, you know, somebody maybe can take a look at it, maybe get it fixed. You know, Bogman, you're like, don't worry, we'll get it fixed, it'll be good. what.
Well, I feel like this is like we've had problems with this stuff in the past. You get super pissed. You take a day or two. You figure out what's wrong with it, and then it's over with. So, you know, you're telling me, I believe, if I'm reading between the lines enough, that I don't think this is nearly as easy as a fix as it usually is, or it's something that could possibly be not fixable at this point. I don't know. But
I assume
I know
my money is flush down the toilet, down the in drain is what I'm trying to tell you. So on this one shoulder, I hear Bogman being like, ah, don't worry, we'll get it fixed. It'll be good. And logic, this.
Yeah, but see, mine is just always like that, though. It's like, hey, you could be like, I have, you know, cervical cancer. And I'd be like, yeah, it's fine.
No. I know you're coming from no authoritarian standpoint. Yeah.
Cervix, by the way, before I get tweeted about that. It was a joke.
Yeah. So. But I know you also you have no authoritarian like element here. Like, oh, you know, like, yeah, it's totally going to because this. You don't know about this. Not saying that's a negative thing to you. You're just like, just chill out. $100.
There, so
the other side.
You're
of
about
me.
To say, I don't know. S. I heard it in your voice. I know.
The other side of my shoulder. Hearing all the logic. Don't worry. Everything'll be calm down. Everything'll be good. Take a day. Chill out. The other side of my shoulder says, take the board and throw it as hard as you can against the ground. Then go get a concealed weapons permit. And then shoot the board.
Don't have to have that in Arizona. You just go buy a gun.
You know what? They're even better. Go to Walmart, buy a shotgun, $300, you know, not even the price of the board, and blow this son of a bitch into a million pieces. Then take the iPad, which has value for future use, take that and go slam it against a pole. Do that. Then take the other gear that you have, put it in the road, run over it, then take the remnants of all of what you have, go 115 down the freeway, and throw it out the window, preferably at some meth stupid trailer that's sitting on the side of the road, and hopefully it hits it, and then everything blows up. Then maybe I'll feel just an ounce better.
It's like the guy on your shoulder is like, hey, the MAGA bomber had it right. Just do what he did. You'll be fine.
Yeah, it's bad. It's definitely not that, Bogman. But
you sound like a psychopath over a board that won't work. You're blowing up trailers.
I'm doing the ones that, you know, like we live in Arizona. Like there's always
you're doing a public service.
There's always like some 1985 trailer on the side of the road and it's been there for 3 days. And we're like, why is this still here? Why has nobody moved this? It's because nobody cares and no one cares. You know what it makes me think of?
You know what I love about that stuff is like when stuff starts piling up next to it. It's like, yeah. Okay, there's a trailer and now there's a dead mattress.
Oh, look, there's half a couch and there's a bumper. So now we've got the whole collector set. We're collecting the whole set.
Just start a salvage yard right here.
Nothing works anymore. Nothing works anymore. Did you know that like all of the cable companies are being sued, or no, the phone companies are being sued because they've openly admitted to throttling the performance of your phone because they want you to buy new ones. Everyone is out to get you. Nothing is made right. Everything is a problem.
You know, they were doing okay until they screwed with the firefighters when they were trying to save people's lives.
What?
And the firefighter, you didn't hear about this in California? Like the firefighters got throttled during a fire and like a bunch of the phones wouldn't work and stuff, or the communication. I don't know if it was phones, whatever their communication devices. I think it was Verizon. I could be getting it, could be Sprint. So don't quote me. I don't know which one it was. But one of the phone companies was screwing them over and now they're getting the holy crap suit out of them.
As it should. You know what? I'll bet you if I had a nice 2018 brand new iPhone, guess what? I bet it would work if I went to a stadium. If I go to a stadium right now, my phone doesn't work at all. It just
that's
a big
thing. And we want to post stuff on GroupMe when we're there and all that stuff, and it just never works.
Bogman, okay, we're going to talk about sports here. I have a TV downstairs that it is a 65-inch television that is 2 years old. It just randomly turns off. You could be watching something and it just turns off. And then
now,
when it turns
it back on, or does it have to?
It restarts when it. And guess what happens when it turns back on? It's just static. And then you got to hit input and go back to the DirecTV thing. My phone, my Samsung Note. By the way, I think the TV downstairs is a Samsung.
Maybe not say exactly what kind it is.
The Note 5, which is old. I'll be getting directions. I'm like, okay, this is really important to know where I'm going to go. The phone.
Because you got to go to another gas station because you only put $20 in.
Because I only put $20 in. I need to know where a gas station is. It just stops working. It goes black. And I can't do anything with it.
Black.
And guess what? Doesn't have a battery port, so I can take the battery out. Phones don't work. TVs don't work. Cars break down. Watering systems go out. And radio equipment doesn't work at all. I want to explode.
Are there any clouds you'd like to yell at today?
At least Will Fuller tore his ACL.
Oh,
there's
man. Yeah.
That.
I tell you what, that game I did Thursday Night Football with Bogman, and it was actually decent up until, I'd say the end of the third quarter, early fourth quarter, when Houston just started pouring it on.
Is the NFL throttling their own NFL players? Like, you've been in here for 2 years. We need a new one. Loosen the ACL. Loosen that ACL so it tears. I'm pretty sure the NFL is in the same area as Sprint. You want to know what's hilarious? I have a game on right now on this television that's in my studio. It just went black. It's just darkness.
Wow.
Hello, darkness on my television.
Okay, well, this is the thing.
I'm going to take a picture of it. Let's see if my camera will take a picture on my phone.
I'm supposed to hang out with the Welsh next week. I think I'm going to avoid him. Like, you're clearly carrying the black cloud.
Dude, I am carrying the... It goes far beyond electronics and into all the other places. I'm sending you a picture right now. Here's a picture. You know what this picture is? Of darkness. That's all that it is. The darkness that is my television, because there's nothing.
I haven't got it yet. So your phone also isn't sending messages.
Can you believe it? Can you believe it? Then my internet will go out. All right. I don't even feel better. Like, Bogman's like, do the anger. Like, let's just talk about it. You know?
Yeah, that's how I sound like a total idiot, too, when I said it. Just like the Welsh.
Like Machine Gun Kelly. You're like, get on the radio. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Like Machine Gun Kelly.
Talk it out on the radio, bro. Let's go.
I don't feel any better. I feel no better. You know what I feel better? There's a listener that was like, oh, hey, I'll just replace all of that for nothing. But guess what? Those don't exist.
Well, I mean, you know. Yeah. You can ask for it. This is
it's an unreasonable claim, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, it's an unreasonable ask for sure.
Yeah.
So,
all right. Deep breath.
Any better? Still not better at all. Even a little.
No, not one bit. I wish it was.
Yeah.
I wish it was. And I mean, the one thing I get, the solace I can take away from it is like that Thursday night game impacted me, just not at all. You know, I have no Deshaun
Didn't
Watson.
Play against Deshaun Watson anywhere? Nope. I didn't even look.
I played him against anywhere. I got one share of Drake, one share of Lamar Miller. So we've already done a good 10 minutes on my anger. By the way, in this segment, John Gruden is about has earned about half of my board so far. About half the price of my board has been earned in this segment. So every hour we're going to give you updates on Is Gruden Gone Yet's website, which is fantastic. And it's pretty good. But we're going to talk about the Thursday night game. I think we're also going to sprinkle in some baseball, talk about the World Series, a little bit of basketball. You know, basketball is in the throes of it, and the Fantasy Sports Radio Network has some nice, good, heavy ties with the NBA. So I think we can get away with that. But of course, it's going to be heavy doses of football. We're going to be doing our complete look at week 8, all the lines, what disastrous that is. We already have been given warning by our guy Drew that the DFS lineups were an absolute travesty.
Actually, they were going pretty good up until Patrick Mahomes ruining it for us. So he was up a bunch of money. I almost got the, well, that wasn't from us, but that was from him.
Yeah, the smart guy.
He said he didn't lose it. He didn't win that either. So, we almost had enough to get me that crying Bengals lady shirt.
You should just
missed it.
I suggest you not buy it because you might curse it, just like your Run CMC shirt.
Whatever. I there's no curse on that shirt. It's just a shirt I bought. And
he hasn't been good since.
Yeah, he played Philly 1 week. That's it. He had a bye week and then played against Philly.
Good players. Now, good players show up when it counts.
Oh, my God. I can't stand
it. I'm just saying the elite players show up when it counts. And something.
I'm glad I can make you feel better with this.
Maybe something mystical is keeping him down if he's such a good player. Maybe it's a mystical force like
Is it Mystical the rapper?
Maybe. Watch me now. Is that him?
I don't know.
Watch yourself.
I'm surprised I know a rapper's name.
That was pretty good. That was pretty good.
It's Mystical, and then Snoop Dogg telling all the white guys that they have ED. Mm-hmm. Have you seen his Hims commercial?
I haven't.
He's like, not for me. It's like 45% of men suffer from ED. Not for me, but probably for you. And then it's like, it's an emoji of a sad white guy as soon as he says that.
Did he say that?
I swear to God.
Probably it's you.
Not for me, but probably for you. That's what he says. And then I swear to God, the next thing they go to is an emoji of a frowning white guy.
That's fantastic. Has anybody made like a bigger turn into the... Isn't it amazing when you see the weird mainstream things that happen? Like, you know, like Martha Stewart. Like,
remember when he was accused of murder? That's now he's hosting like a karaoke show and doing ED commercials?
Well, dude, like in the 90s, I remember being like, you know, a teenager, like... He was someone to fear, you know, like he was like getting out of jail and murder was the case. And, you know, there's the drug stuff and it was like all the East Coast, West Coast things. And yeah, now he's hosting game shows on Fox. He's everywhere. Martha Stewart, who gives an S about Martha Stewart? And she's out there, popular music videos. Every rapper wants to be around Martha Stewart. Who cares?
She was locked up, right?
Yeah, who cares about like Bill Nye? And all that.
Yeah.
And
now the scariest people in the world are Brandon Dassey.
Yeah. Good stuff to talk about. Yeah.
We're going to talk about. What does inconsistent mean? We're going
to talk about some football. Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe talk about some baseball later.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit of basketball.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, everyone.
What about WrestleMania? Am I going to get out for WrestleMania?
I don't think so. No. We're not going to talk about Roman Reigns. But stick around. We got a lot to talk about outside of my anger. I think I got out of my system. We are going to be doing football, baseball, basketball. It's all going down right here on In This League on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. So don't you go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
I'm freaking out, man.
You are freaking out, man.
Littering and...
Break it down.
Welcome back. We actually made it back. Isn't it amazing? Technology got us there. Who the thunk it? Bogman and the Welsh in this league right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. You can listen to us on tech things that probably work better than anything in my life. Maybe the Fantasy Sports Radio app. Maybe the iHeartRadio. A little tune in. You want to listen live? Hey, that isn't for you. You don't have time. You got other real life things to do? You can podcast us. Listen to us too on all the other things. Spotify. iTunes, wherever.
Give out your PayPal email address. Maybe someone will give you some money.
At the Welsh on Venmo.
At Bogman, because I have to deal with the Welsh.
Yeah, well, I don't have to tell you. You know what? Nothing will make me more mad if you started getting money, too. Then I'll just stop.
Wouldn't tell you, so it's fine.
Yeah, that's great.
But see, this is what I should have done, because you were like, how does this sound? How does this sound? I'm like, it sounds good. And then you're like, you don't hear this thing that I hear? And I'm like... I hear it now. You're like, okay, great. So I should have probably just said, no, I don't hear it. It sounds perfect.
I'd have been more mad. I'd have been more mad after the fact.
I know. That's why I didn't do it.
Can't win with them. But
it would have either been like, damn it, why did you do that? Or this guy's an idiot. He doesn't know what he's talking about at all. So either way, it's bad.
Can't win either way. But if you would like to get a W, eat a W, you can go over to patreon.com/ITL Army. Join up with us. We got a fun November in store. Plus a December coming up. It's our insider program. It's really, it's the way to support us. And by you supporting us, we give a ton of different stuff back between live streams, secret shows, group chats, different rank things, lots of other stuff. But we got a good November, December coming up. And I know December we have our Christmas special. And in November, we're going to start setting up our Secret Santa. So ITL coming in full force during the holidays. Maybe even we probably should do another like live stream, you know, where we can fund some money in November so I can, you know, buy more equipment that'll break in 2 weeks.
In the arms of a board. It's just like, you know, black and white videos of the Welsh crying over his gigantic board.
Yeah, iPad just sitting there black and white. All right.
We're just doing the show through two cans tied together by a string.
Feels like it sometimes. Yeah. Feels like it. All right. Well, Thursday night football. Bogman did a live stream, two live streams in 1 week. One was a huge mistake, and the other was Thursday. And
it's funny because I was telling those guys too. I was like, "Well, it was Dusty, Sorio, and Evan and I hanging out." And Sorio's like, "I don't see a problem with that." I'm like, "Yeah, well, I don't either, but I should probably just have Skyped instead of doing a YouTube live." So
yeah, yeah, why even do it? But quite a game that happened. And there's a little bit of vindication over on the Fantasy Black Book. You, me, and Joe, we had lots of different discussions, and one of those, and it was, I felt like it was clockwork. It was the weekly Joe talking about how the Dolphins are going to surprise everyone, and it's going to be the Dolphin game. That's what he likes to do every single week. And
I think it's because he planted that flag pretty deep for Kenyon Drake. So,
yeah. And he it's the Kenyon Drake thing. That's 100%. And then I laid claim that I felt this was going to be on the show. It's on record. The Deshaun Watson breakout game. The breakout game to kind of start to set the tone to the season. Sure enough, as the Texans beat the Miami Dolphins 42-23, Deshaun Watson, 16 for 20. Literally a quarter of his pass attempts were touchdowns. Yeah. Almost one third of his completions were touchdowns. He threw for 5 touchdowns, no sacks. Pretty killer game. What did you think? Because you got to see, you know, you were just like locked in on it with your 3 other buddies.
Well, there was at least 12 people there on Thursday. I thought he played really, really well. But Lamar Miller, who I said on the Black Book show I thought was going to have a good week, had his best week as well. So it's really about Miami's just absolutely terrible defense. So what happened was Lamar Miller ran him down there, and then Deshaun Watson threw the touchdowns. Like, when Deshaun Watson threw his 5th touchdown, I was like, does he really have 5 touchdowns? Like, I didn't believe it. Like, I saw all of them too, you know. This weirdo tight end that no one's ever heard of, Jordan Thomas, was
he
had 2 touchdowns.
Isn't it just a weekly occurrence of a tight end you've never Roberts heard of week. In your life? And you're like, oh, Jeff Swaim, Michael Roberts.
By the way, Swaim, but Jordan Thomas was the guy I was thinking of when I was talking about Michael Roberts on the ITL podcast. He's 6'5", 275 pounds. He's the giant.
Well, that's not 6'9", like you said.
Well, see, I got the height and the weight mixed up because this dude used to play tackle. He played tackle for like 2 seasons, and then they moved him to tight end because he's, you know, so fast as a big guy, and he was shedding weight. He was like, you know, 6'5" and 325 pounds the first year he played tight end, and now he's, you know, as obviously trimmed up. So 6'5", 275.
And
so
all he's doing is catching touchdowns. He's Chris
apparently
Carter now.
Yeah, him and Chris Carter, right?
Half of his catches in the game, touchdowns, first 2 career touchdowns. DeAndre Hopkins had 2 of them, 6 for 82. But the really some of the big news out of here, well, you know what, I don't want to move to that yet. I want to talk about Deshaun Watson for a minute. Do you think this was the change and the move forward for Deshaun
Not
Watson?
Really.
You just think it was an aberration?
No, I think that this is possible from Deshaun Watson when the offense plays well. I just don't think they're going to have this Miami matchup from week to week. And also, it's not like he ran. You know, that was a big thing that he did last year. But he had one rush for 14 yards in this game. Now, he didn't have to run because they were playing so well. But he looked really good. I could see, you know, Deshaun Watson was being drafted as a top three or four quarterback in most drafts.
Give it five at worst.
Yeah, five at worst, sure. So I see him finishing the season as a top five quarterback. He's very, very good. I just don't think that, you know, it's not like go out there and trade a bunch of stuff to go get Deshaun
Watson.
You
think he's going to finish as a top five?
I think he can. I think he'll finish from this point on.
I'm not gonna get into the cans. I don't think he will. I don't think it's gonna happen. I mean, Brady, Rodgers, Mahomes, and then there's kind of this big.
Roethlisberger's been good. I mean, I know you hate him because he's a Steeler, but
not been bad. Good. But I mean, Kirk Cousins has been good.
I think this schedule is favorable. It's Denver, then a bye week. Washington, Tennessee, Cleveland, the Colts, the Jets. The last 2 weeks are brutal. Philly on the road, and then Jacksonville to finish it off. But I think fantasy-wise, that's a pretty nice schedule outside of championship week. And Philly has been giving up passing yards. They're really good against the run this year. So,
well, and what doesn't help the cause for Deshaun Watson to be a top-five quarterback is he lost a major target because where I was going with it was true. Will Fuller. Five catches, 124 yards, a touchdown. Torn ACL, left the game. And, you know, Will Fuller, top three of most impressive my perception turnarounds. Like, we all build the perception of players. To me, Will Fuller, the perception I had was like,
he's a deep threat.
Yeah, Deshaun Jackson. Like, he's going to have a couple big games. He's going to clump in a bunch of touchdowns, but he wasn't trustworthy, really, from a week-to-week basis. I mean, it couldn't have been further from the truth because all he did was accumulate points every week of the season. And Will Fuller and DeAndre Hopkins, I mean, they created one of the better duos of wide receivers. I know we could come up with a couple probably off the top of our head if we started to think about it. But
he looked like Cooper Kupp to me. Like it was funny because he was running a lot of the same kind of routes that Kupp was running against the Vikings in that Thursday night game. That's kind of what he reminded me of. A lot of crosses that were, you know, torched. He got good matchups. He's lined up on linebackers. The safety play in Miami couldn't have been worse in this game. It was terrible. So he also looked like he had an extra level. Like, I haven't watched too much of Will Fuller just individually, but this is the best I've ever seen him look was in this game. So it was very unfortunate to see him obviously tear up his knee. And Kiki QT he's banged up. You know, he has the hamstring injury, didn't play this week on
short rest. Bruce Ellington's on the IR till week 12.
You know who I think they should trade for?
Who?
Devontae Parker. Ooh. Who played last week for Miami, their Thursday night for Miami, six catches for 134 yards. He looked really good.
Were you with me that, like, this was an audition? This wasn't this. Okay. Like, because I think, like, I remember watching, or no, you know, I was listening to the radio for the first quarter, and I wish I could tell you who did the national radio. I think it was on Westwood One. I don't know who it was. But this really funny moment happened, and I could tell the analyst, you know, because there's the analyst and the color guy, or the play-by-play and the color guy, you know, he's going, he's like, big catch by Devontae Parker. And then whoever is some former player who is doing the color, he goes, you know, this is why the Dolphins really love Devontae Parker, because he's so big and athletic and can get up, and he says that, and then the play-by-play had no comment, and it got silent for a minute. It was like, dude, have you paid attention? They haven't played Devontae Parker.
You think he muted everything? He's like, hey, look, you idiot. They really don't like him.
Dude, they hate him. So, I mean, I thought that was hilarious, but I took a huge thing out of this that this was about an audition for Devontae Parker because, I mean, winning repairs everything, I suppose.
Well, his agent out there calling Adam Gase inept.
And yeah.
terrible.
There was obviously more behind the scenes that we don't truly know.
It's going to be Devontae Parker's agent is going to do the next Hims commercial.
Sure.
Tell everybody how inept they are.
Yeah. He'll be the loser white guy at the end after Snoop Dogg's like, and you. And he's like, oh, me.
Yeah, but probably for Adam Gase.
Maybe.
That's what they'll say.
I suppose things could change, but there's obviously a lot more that we were not, made privy of for this situation. So I saw this as the big audition because now it's Tuesday. Tuesday is the NFL trade deadline. I love that idea because, of course, everybody immediately went and asked Bill O'Brien about Dez Bryant. Like, that's the first thing. And I think he coyly was kind of like, yeah, we wouldn't necessarily take anything out, but we're going to look in-house. How he sounded was like, yeah, it's not going to happen. Like, Dez Bryant is not what we want. They're probably going to go into the trade market. Do you think, I guess you agree with me that this was, Miami's in a weird spot because they're still kind of like in a win situation. So how do you make that move? How do you make the move of a player that just caught 6 for 134? How do you move him off while making it better unless he's just trash and they need him off the team, which is possible?
And I think that is a big part of it. I think it's Devontae Parker with all these comments about how everyone's inept, probably not very good for locker room morale and all that good stuff. But also a thing for him could be Miami. They did. Albert Wilson's hurt, obviously. They're very deep at wide receiver. They brought up Leonte Carew off the practice squad who went to Rutgers also. And he's very, very good. He's a guy that had a bunch of off-field problems. But him and Jakeem Grant, Jakeem Grant can make plays in space. So I think they would be, that is probably the deepest position on the Dolphins roster as well.
I think that's right. Yeah, maybe. Ironically, running back and wide receiver, they're very deep in, not crazy talent, but to your point, yeah, Amendola, Jakeem Grant.
Gesicki's a big target for them as well. Leonte Carew can come up. They've got plenty of guys that can make plays.
Well,
so
and because I don't have a lot of other guys that come to mind. If you're thinking where is Houston gonna go? You're gonna have to look at teams that are relatively out of it. Just immediately in my brain, I think of the 49ers, but all their guys are hurt. The Cardinals who are playing the 49ers, they're not going to move anything. There's nothing to move. It's a bunch of talentless players. So, the pool that Houston's going to pick from is probably relatively low. What better than the guy they
just
saw torch
him up? How about Jordy Nelson? Go get Jordy Nelson.
Yeah. Yeah. Jordy Nelson. They're trading everything, right?
Yeah, did you see the meme of John Gruden? I heard the Rockets are trying to move 4 first round picks.
Yep. Yep. I like the John Gruden as Thanos, though.
Oh, really?
He snaps his fingers and Amari Cooper and Khalil Mack, they just slowly disappear. So
that's a pretty good one.
Do we both agree that they're going to make a move for wide receiver and they're not going to just do this whole because they tried to sell us we might take care of this internally. No, you're not. Everyone's hurt.
I think it would be in their best interest to make a move because I think they're competing right now. But I don't know that. I don't know that it's going to happen, man. Like you said, you kind of laid it out. Outside of Parker, what are they going after? They're going after Atlanta's not trading anything. Tampa Bay's still 3-3. There's too many teams that are kind of in it. Like you said, they're not going to go trade for Larry Fitzgerald.
Yeah, I'm trying to look here, too. Is there? The Eagles are still rolling. Jets, Bears, Bucks, Bengals.
What, are they going to go trade for Robbie Anderson?
Why?
I'm sure the Jets would love to get him off the team.
Okay, what about
he's banged up too. He's not playing this week.
What about the Broncos? What if the Broncos lose this game to the Chiefs? What if they lose to the Chiefs? They're 3-5. Would they go move a guy like Demaryius Thomas or Manny
Sanders? Don't even have Swag Kelly. That's right.
Yeah, how are you going to win without him?
Yeah, I think that's a good call. I think DT or Emmanuel Sanders they could get rid of because they have Cortland Sutton coming up next year and Deshaun Hamilton. So I think they made investments in young wide receivers this year, kind of preparing for that move. So I think that could absolutely
happen. It is fascinating. I look across the board after the Broncos and what we just talked about. I would have even labeled the Dolphins as a team I don't know if they would outside of just the irreparable kind of damage that's going on with that player.
Kelvin Benjamin's been tossed around.
Yeah, he is just worthless out there. But I feel like what they need is they need a space guy. I don't even think Demaryius Thomas might be the right fit. I think Emmanuel Sanders would be an incredible fit next to DeAndre Hopkins.
Right. Well, Emmanuel Sanders can play for anybody.
Yeah.
But I think Kelvin Benjamin can fit if QT is healthy, because I think QT can come in and play that kind of
Will Fuller role.
And Kelvin Benjamin can be, you know, slot guy, outside guy when they're moving around Hopkins. So I think that they have options, but the options are limited by who is actually in the trade market. So
it's really interesting. But Deshaun Watson, his game of the year. We're still stuck with Brock Osweiler. Last thing real quick. What about the running backs? You know, Kenyon Drake still proves to be the guy, but the Dolphins still prove to us Whatever happens, it's just always going to be Gore and Kenyon Drake. You have to rely on Kenyon Drake as someone who's going to break out. Would you take the risk of making an acquisition like right now? Just maybe he gets a little bit more run second half. We've only had about 30.
No way, because Ballage is going to come in and start getting carries at some point.
Rest of season, so. Lamar Miller or Kenyon Drake?
Lamar Miller.
Yeah, I agree.
Ugh.
Is that gross?
Him. Yeah.
It's yucky.
Oh, don't say yucky. That's even worse.
It's totally yucky. It's a yucky move.
Come on.
All right. There you go. A little Thursday night football. Hour three, we're going to be covering all of week 8, so I don't want you to go anywhere for that. We've also got a whole bunch of news and notes. We're going to do some DFS, but we're also going to talk about a little bit of basketball, some World Series action. You heard about this? You heard about this World Series? You heard about this thing going on? We're going to talk about that. Like I said, I'm excited to talk about a little bit of basketball. Bogman, we have a little bit of television to get off of our minds here. It's amazing that it's worked. I'm amazed that I've been able to watch any of my shows that Netflix hasn't even been canceled on me. But we'll talk about it. So don't go anywhere. It's like MGK. Don't go anywhere. We'll talk about it. Bogman the Welsh, end this league.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Welcome in this league.
I love you.
Ready to party.
What's up? Welcome back. It is In This League, ITL, on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, FNTSY. That's the app that you can listen to or listen to us on iHeartRadio. Go over to InThisLeague.com. That is the hub of all the stuff that we do.
I love hubs.
I know you do. I know all them different hubs.
Take it to the hub.
You got a subscription to the hub?
No.
Do they do
that? It sounds like they do. That sounds like the most worthless thing to me.
But you got a profile.
It's like getting whatever YouTube Red is.
But
like,
you, why would I do that? That's funny. I think that has more application, though, still. The hub, not YouTube Red.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Like, you mean what's the difference? I pay $10 a month and I can hit... I don't have to hit skip this ad after 7 seconds. Yeah. No, I'll just wait till that.
Interesting that YouTube decided to do that. What is it? YouTube Red or Red Tube? Huh?
The tube that is red.
A little connection there. But welcome back. But no, I was saying that in this league, it's the hub of everything that we've got because we do a lot of shows all across the board. If you kind of want to know where they are, you can see all the stuff we've got going on there. And one of which is our wonderful In This League Fantasy Basketball podcast. We are back in full force. We do 2 a week. We've got one where Bogman is joined up by our buddies Dan Bespris over at Hoopball and Jonas Nader of Roto World. And it's a 3-way collaboration. It's a very unique, cool take.
It's okay if it's in a 3-way.
Everybody was very happy about it this week. So a lot of good reviews. And then Bogman and myself, we hit it on Thursday. So Tuesday, Thursdays, you guys get locked in for fantasy basketball. So we know what we're doing. We know what we're talking about here.
Did you catch on GroupMe about Andre saying like, I was unfairly pointed out in this.
Yeah,
I didn't
that he,
mean it how the Welsh said it. It was funny.
That he was so excited that I wasn't on the episode. And it was people's favorite thing that I wasn't there. And that Bogman was stepping aside to their 2 favorite analysts and stuff like that. That's great.
That guy hit us up on Twitter and he was like, I didn't mean it how it sounded at all.
Yeah.
I love you guys too. It was just so funny. It's like my two favorite basketball analysts and Bogman.
And Bogman. Look at that. So funny. Yeah, we haven't got to do that too much here. Let's talk about a little bit of basketball. Basketball is going on because I got one of my favorite things that I've seen all year. I thought this was just so uniquely great. Actually, I want to talk about DeMarcus Cousins, but did you see the video, the viral video? It went like a week ago. There's this fan. It reminded me of like, you know, how the Odell guy, but this guy's in the stands and he is losing his. He's one of those like unhinged human beings that doesn't quite get it. And
there's some parts bouncing around missing up there.
Screaming at DeMarcus Cousins.
You ruined the league.
You ruined basketball, the league. And the person filming is laughing. And DeMarcus Cousins, because the person is filming this guy just going, you know, balls to the wall. Then he turns the camera to DeMarcus Cousins, who's in his suit. And DeMarcus Cousins has his head tilted, staring at the guy and just starts laughing. Like everyone is laughing at this idiot.
That guy, like, he couldn't have been more serial killer cold about that either. Like, he was totally serious.
I mean, he had a white van with whole bunch of probably Michael Jordan, like, you know, like old Michael Jordan, 70 Michael Jordan stickers on his white van. He's got $1,500 worth of Michael Jordan gear.
Magic playing against each other. Right?
Yeah, my NBA was great. I love my NBA. You're ruining this NBA. He was unhinged, but also unhinged is DeMarcus Cousins. DeMarcus Cousins, I have to assume this is a stat that no one else has ever done, but DeMarcus Cousins was able to acquire his first technical foul and ejection before he's played a single game as a Golden State Warrior.
Even a minute.
No, not 1 minute. He was kicked out of Friday's game. Apparently, he was yapping on the bench, and then with another player. And then they were warned. And then, of course, DeMarcus Cousins, he didn't like that. He didn't like being told what to do. So he kept going, and he yapped back. And they said, "You can get out.
You love this NBA or leave it."
And he left it, and he was ejected from the bench at Madison Square Garden. I feel like Madison Square Garden's the place that
I think it was the ghost of Charles Oakley got into him.
Maybe.
I think that's probably what it was.
Is that where the famous Alonzo Mourning and Jeff Van Gundy grabbing his leg fight was?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I mean, it could have been Miami, but
I think it was the Garden.
I think it was the Heat and Knicks, wasn't it?
Yeah. You know, let me ask you. Madison Square Garden like the most uniquely popular stadium of any sport right now? Like, now follow me here, because Fenway.
No.
Fenway's number one.
I mean, all the baseball stadiums are way more unique.
No, but check this out.
Basketball stadiums.
But follow me with what I'm saying, though. I'm saying, like, they have, like, that mystical sports feeling. Because, like, all the baseball are new, except for Fenway and Wrigley. Those two are uniquely kind of still them, but there's a new Yankee Stadium. All the others, they don't have the history there. I guess I'm talking history. Football, everyone's practically got a new damn stadium there too. I feel like maybe take Wrigley and Fenway.
Weather doesn't play into things. I mean, Madison Square Garden is probably most famous for boxing, to be honest with you. So, like, some of the most classic.
But that's fine. I'm just saying, like, the overall name. Like, I think they're
like
top four.
Like, the history
four.
Of it. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the history. Like, you have to probably also put what it. Well, I mean, this isn't a good example of it, but what's Boston? I can't think of Boston's basketball. The
TD Garden.
But did they just move?
Boston? I don't think so.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. So they're not. I'm not going to count them because I can't even think about it right now.
Milwaukee just moved. So they just moved into a new basketball. I'm just trying to think of new basketball stadiums. I think the Kings moved a year or two ago, I think, if I'm remembering right.
I think they're number three at the end of the day. Like, it's probably Fenway, Wrigley, and then the Garden.
You're probably right.
Like,
so,
if you're just quizzed and you're just like, what are the, you know, the most mystical of sports places to go to, like a bucket list, like, I mean, sure, you want to go see the Yankees.
Did you think of this just because I said the ghost of Charles Oakley? You know I was kidding, right?
No, it just popped in my head. I was just thinking of Matt. Like, because you know why I was thinking this is I had this feeling where I was like, I want to go to Madison Square Garden just to have been there. It's such an iconic place. And then I was thinking, we don't have a lot of iconic sports venues anymore. There's plenty that are attached to teams.
Are you telling me that Talking Stick Resort Arena is not hallowed ground?
Oh, I mean, who doesn't want to go see Josh Jackson at Talking Stick Arena? Who doesn't want to go to State Farm Stadium?
Remember when it was going to be called the Pink Taco?
Well, you remember that? It wasn't going to be, but the owner of Pink Taco, they did.
They had a bidding war, and the Pink Taco, which was a restaurant out here in Phoenix,
they won.
They won the bid.
And then they're like, we can't do this.
Yeah, the people on the state were like, hey, we can't. This just can't happen. We can't have it be called the Pink Taco.
I mean, so, that would have been the best thing that's ever happened. But I don't think I'm wrong here. I think from iconic sports venues, even though Madison Square Garden hasn't held a worthwhile team in 20 years since Starks and Allen Houston.
Lambeau.
Oh. Lambeau. Yeah. No. Oh, and Soldier Field.
Soldier Field.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Do they beat Madison Square Garden? Or is it just your love of football that takes it over? I agree. Those have to be in conversation.
Maybe not. I mean, like, more stuff happened in the garden. Like I said, the garden is, you know, there's hockey stuff, there's basketball stuff, and there's tons and tons of boxing.
Okay, here it is off the top of my head then. I'm going to say number one is Fenway. Number two,
Wrigley.
Is Wrigley. Number three is Lambeau. Number four is Madison Square Garden. Madison Square Garden still might be number three to me. Then Lambeau, then Soldier Field.
I feel like we're missing a baseball one, too. Are we missing a baseball one?
I don't think so. If you think baseball...
Yankee Stadium was torn down.
Yeah,
so
torn down. They maybe don't count. That's what
I was thinking. Dodger Stadium's been around a while.
Nah. I know exactly what you mean, but it's not there. It's not there.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they would have to have won something.
They got to win a game. They got to win a game or something like that. I think football, I don't think, like, so many have new ones. I mean, the Giants Stadium is pretty cool, the San Francisco Giants.
Yeah, all the Bush stadiums are new, too. So.
But they're all just new. Everything is new. It's.
I think we're on the third Bush Stadium, by the way. I think this is number three.
I think it is Fenway, Wrigley, Madison Square Garden, Lambeau, Soldier Field. That's the order of iconicness. And I know people from your certain places, you know, Milwaukee people are going to be like, hey, Lambeau!
How many pissed off Red Wings fans are there right now? Because the Red Wings won like 8 million championships.
Are you going to try to sell me on a soccer arena too?
Get out of here, millennials, with your soccer.
Let me tell you about, what's the place with the golf place?
The golf place?
What's the popular golf place? Like, that's what the people would try to do. Yeah, the iconic Top Golf. No, like the famous golf courses.
Why are you asking me about golf courses?
In America. Because I know. Okay, you have, Pebble Beach.
Oh, yeah, I remember all these from Tiger Woods.
I do, too. The only reason I know any, you know what? Pebble Beach
Augusta,
always gave me.
Right?
But I don't think that's in America, is it?
Come on, man.
I want to say them because I know someone's going to get all hard on about, like, what about, like, golf and Pebble Beach? And then, to your point, like, what about, like, Red Wings and stuff? Nah, we're talking about real sports. We're talking about the big iconic ones. And that my list is final. That's the list. Maybe the order is different. Wrigley, Fenway, Madison Square Garden, Lambeau, Soldier Field.
So Pine Valley GC, I'm looking, this is the 2017-2018 America's 100 Greatest Golf Courses from Golf Digest in Pine Valley, Augusta National. That's in Georgia, right? Yeah, Augusta, Georgia.
Sure.
Cypress Point Club, that is
Hill.
That's Pebble Beach. And let's see.
Yeah, those don't count. Right?
There's one in New York, Shinnecock Hills Golf Course, Oakmont Country Club in Pennsylvania, Marion. Yeah, I don't like. Look, Pebble Beach, I remember from Tiger Woods.
That's it.
But that's about it.
Yeah.
Scottsdale TPC, I remember that.
Yeah,
so.
Well, that was a Waste Management Open. Yeah, you spin that stick on your controller a little bit to the right, and you just hooked it into the ocean. Lame. Pebble Beach was difficult unless you were really good, though I definitely...
I like the South Park version of Tiger Woods better, where it was like, you know, you'd have to lie to the cops... And then the your wife would come over and beat you over the head with a golf club and all that stuff.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't remember that? Like after all the Tiger Woods crazy stuff, they made Tiger Woods 2010 or whatever. And they had his wife beating him up with the golf club and you had to hit X to lie to the cops and all that stuff.
Yeah, I do remember that. This is why now we're going to have to extend our basketball conversation because we went into iconic places. But this is why Madison Square Garden doesn't get the attention anymore. I mean, the arena is more powerful than the team. Like literally it goes, I think arena, team, players. Like Madison Square Garden is bigger than the Knicks. The Knicks name is bigger than the players because this is, I'm going to read you off, Bogman. This is a lineup that the Knicks put out on Friday night. Starting lineup: Noah Vonleh.
Yeah.
Mitchell Robinson.
Mm-hmm.
Frank Ntilikina. Dotson. Damian Dotson.
Dotson. Dotson. We've got Dotson here.
And Tim Hardaway Jr., not the one that you know. They had a more memorable bench in Enes Kanter and Trey Burke, but still, Vonleh, Robinson, Ntilikina, Dotson, Tim Hardaway Jr. The only person that anybody knows that hasn't paid attention to basketball for a couple years is Tim Hardaway, and it's because of his father. That is an can you imagine paying? If you are in New York, you are not paying tickets to go see Noah Vonleh and Damian Dotson. You are paying to
you
sit
see
in Madison
the likes
Square
of
Garden.
Enes Kanter and Trey Burke.
You That's are sitting there,
for, right?
You are sitting there to see, to sit in Madison Square Garden, or in this case, you're there to see the Warriors and Steph Curry and Kevin Durant score 47 points in the fourth quarter to destroy your team.
Yeah, by the way, this terrible lineup was beating the Warriors going into the fourth quarter. They're up by 3 points.
That's just unbelievable.
So, I mean, KD went nuts, and they're doing the full point the full court press on KD right now. They have like billboards begging him to come play in New York.
Yeah, what was that about? They put him on a billboard.
Didn't they bring a singer in that he apparently loves to sit courtside during the game?
Are they really?
I can't remember what her name is. You know how I'm with music stuff. So maybe you can look that up. I don't know what it is, but they were winning this game, and Dotson had a big game. Dotson. We've got Dotson here. He had 20, 10, 2 assists, a steal, and a block against Miami on the 24th. So he was he earned a start probably, but I don't know if I'm going to go benching Enes Kanter. So I think this was
Ashanti.
Ashanti, okay.
I don't even know who that is.
I didn't want to say Ashanti because
I thought Ashanti was the one that died like 10 years ago.
That's what I thought. That's what I didn't. That's why I didn't want to say it.
Yeah.
Was her name Aaliyah or something like that?
Something like that. Ashanti. I mean, I see why he likes Ashanti. But it's fine. They have a special guest. They put out. Yeah. They say normally this wouldn't be a big deal. Ashanti is from Long Island and sang at the anthem at the Knicks game in the past. However, to tie it all back to Durant, as you might know, he used to tweet like a not famous person. As some Twitter detectives have discovered, one of younger Kevin Durant's favorite artists was always there when you called and was always on time. So, yeah, he's like out tweeting the ever living crap out of Ashanti. So why would he go there?
We'll throw in $33 million a year plus Ashanti.
Well, I mean, what are the Knicks trying to tell us here? What are they trying to tell us? They're going to put a singer out in front for recruitment? What are they trying to say?
Yeah, this is all the prospects in college football get.
Yeah.
When you're going to Hugh Freeze's school, you get all of this.
This is not, what was that guy's name? The Bunny Ranch.
Dennis Hoff.
This isn't Dennis Hoff. Is James Nolan or whatever Dolan trying to say that he's Dennis Hoff?
That's right.
There's implications from the Knicks. I think that's weird. Is that not tampering for them to like put another player on their billboards?
See, now, I'm sure that there wasn't actually the Knicks. I'm sure some huge Knicks fan.
Oh, yeah, okay. So it's similar to like during political season, how there's a million PACs that are sending ads saying don't vote for this person, but it's not like the person. It's all the individual money on the side of people
Well, it's just helping that person. You know, the college football stars that get, they quote unquote work at a dealership and then they're driving around, a Range Rover for the entire season.
Zion Williamson getting in there. So, all right, well, we got to go to break. We talked too much about the iconicness. So we'll be back. We got a whole bunch more to talk about. Maybe skirt some more basketball in. There's baseball to cover and we got week 8 going down, a little bit of DFS, all of it. 2 more hours of In This League. So stay right in your seat. More Bogdan and Rush.